This is the Future Great City Podcast from NextSTL.com. This is the Future Great City Podcast, and I am Alex Eamon, and I'm here with Greg Johnson, a regular contributor to NextSTL.com. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Are we here to talk about St. Louis? It is the most amazing city on the planet. It is the Paris of the prairie. It is the Rome of the West. It is Constantinople on the Mississippi. It is even better than all of that because we still make stuff here, and St. Louis isn't crumbling like all those other cities.
So it is the future great city of the world,
as
we learned 100 and some years ago.
I remember reading a book back in the 1870s that said just that.
So it's an amazing place, and we cover things. I mean, the breadth of what happens in St. Louis, I think, right? Transportation, historic renovations, politics, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, architecture, historic preservation, you mentioned all sorts of stuff, and some of the politics and public policy issues, transportation that actually underlie a lot of that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what, if people have followed the website or you're starting to look at it, we try to cover kind of big and small issues, but the podcast will give us an opportunity to bring people in and kind of hear from them firsthand, which is kind of difficult to get people's enthusiasm and sometimes kind of an honest perspective when you have to write it down and edit and post and do that kind of thing.
Now, sometimes it's a lot better just to hear people live. You can actually hear their heart, what they're really thinking. They're not scripting everything. They're not thinking about the editor, they just say it like it is.
And so a lot of what you write is really about the history of St. Louis, but it's written in a way with like a kind of a deep appreciation of this being an authentic place and a place with a history that's worth supporting and that will support kind of future growth.
You know? Yeah, and you know, a lot of times it's just somebody will point out some building and say, well, what's up with that place? And it's kind of weird, and you wonder, why is that still standing and where'd it come from? And then you start to realize that it actually tells a part of a much bigger story, a story of these 3 million people who live in St. Louis, who have a really amazing past, but also, you know, for a city that actually is crumbling in a lot of ways, has an amazing future, and I'm hoping that we'll get a talk to a lot of those people who are going to help us chart that course and figure out, you know, the St. Louis that ought to be and how we're actually going to get there as a future great American city.
Yeah, and so you're not from here.
No,
I'm not from here.
No, I'm from D.C. Yeah, so I think, you know, very, very often, you know, St. Louisans who are born and bred here don't know what they've got. You know, they don't realize, they didn't grow up in a suburb outside of D.C. where dad had to, you know, get on a train at 5:30 in the morning and got home at 7, and you had no social life during the week, and your favorite thing was a trip to the mall because that's all you had, and an old building was one built in the 1970s, you know?
Right.
When you're raised in that, you move to St. Louis and you can live in a 100-year-old, you know, apartment building that used to be a hotel overlooking Forest Park with a coffee shop in your basement, you know, and you start to realize just the richness and the history and the culture, and it's not, you know, entry-level $500,000 to buy into that. It's really an amazing place.
Yeah, and what's exciting is it feels like, from an outsider, I mean, I've been here 12 years, that there's a gap in our understanding of St. Louis. So you have an older generation that really saw St. Louis in the 1950s and 60s when it was just a powerful, known, vibrant American city. And now we've gone a whole generation where that has been, you know, kind of bad news has followed bad news. And so now we're slowly kind of catching up to the good news that's happening, right? And that's everything from building permits to amazing Forest Park to the tech startup scene. To kind of more civic engagement and young aldermen in the city, and not just the city, but the entire region.
Yeah, and then the city is very much the heart of the region, but it really is a regional issue that we're looking at. We're looking at St. Louis, and it's amazing. You know, a lot of times, you know, people who are raised here, they have kind of a low self-esteem sometimes. Maybe they get online on Facebook, they say something good and exciting about the city, and then great uncle, great aunt piles on with negative comments, yeah, and it can make you gun shy.
You hear a lot about we're not what we used to be kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that we're not what we used to be, because we used to be a really racist place where a small elite could get a lot done, and and we were constantly tearing down our city, and that's why we have downtown surrounded by parking lots. You know, you wouldn't want to be in the 1950s St. Louis, and you wouldn't want to be in Chicago, but 2015 and on in St. Louis is really amazing. It's really exciting, and you know, I think we've got an incredible future if we're willing to go there.
And I think what people don't realize is although St. Louis has challenges, they're not unlike the challenges that almost every other major American city has. And I think until you travel and until you experience other places or if you grow up somewhere else, you don't realize that if you haven't left St. Louis sometimes.
Yeah, and the people who move here, you know, how many transplants move here and they say, oh my gosh, I cannot I had no idea what an amazing city this is. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to something like City Museum and you think, what is this? Because right. there isn't one of these in every other city. You know,
there's nothing like that. My friends who travel from other places around the world who visit here, that's the only place they insist on going, and it's the one place they dream of recreating in their home country. Like, it's just it's a phenomenal. Asset for the city.
There's not a category for it. The city building division, when they try to figure out how to assess City Museum, they have to treat it as a playground, because playgrounds
assess at pretty low rates, right?
I don't know. You want to do a jungle gym that's 50 feet high, and that's probably pretty challenging. But they pulled it off, and it's only in St. Louis. You look at the richness of our cultural scene. I think we're the highest per capita giving to the arts in mm-hmm. any city in North America. But we're also number one in chlamydia. So that's sort of the glory and the shame of St. Louis, you know?
These are some of the things we tackle with some of those things. A lot of those things are statistical, anomalies because of the borders that we look at, right? So I've read that St. Louis is the most literate city because we have the most bookstores and libraries per capita of any place in the country. Well, east of Skinker, that's probably true, right?
So well, what you need to do is you need to take those that cast, St. Louis in a favorable light, and those you treat as objective news, and those that don't, you just ignore.
That's right. Yeah. This is what
in St. Louis, we do just the opposite usually.
That's right.
That's the problem.
That's right. The things that get shared on Facebook are like, oh God, look at this. We're the top,
Syphilis.
Most dangerous city, and everyone has a VD, and oh my God, you can't fly anywhere from St. Louis anymore. See, I told you, you're right. That's not true. And what's great, and I think what new voices, whether they're from here or not, bring to St. Louis is this a little bit, this boisterous, like, we can make fun of ourselves a little bit, but man, we should really start telling other people how amazing this place is. And I remember seeing that, I think Baltimore, of all places, and I've heard it's a nice place. I've been there many years ago.
Balmer, I think they say.
This is probably true. Had a city slogan that was literally, I think it was the greatest city on earth, or the greatest city in America. And it's just like, that's awesome. I mean, they're stamping them on benches and like handing out flyers and bumper stickers, and we need a little bit of that. So I think a lot of us believe that we are a future great city, and that's no longer maybe the way we look at it in the past, where it's a population boom or it's more corporate headquarters. Some of it's just like being a great place to live.
Yeah, and it's about St. Louis being the best St. Louis it can be, not trying mm-hmm. to be Chicago. You wouldn't want to live in Chicago, unless you have a certain income. Yeah. It's St. Louis can be a truly amazing city and I think one of the truly great world cultural capitals, and I think it is.
Yeah, and the reality is a lot of the people sometimes that complain about the city are the ones who really do love it, and they're never going to leave. So I don't know how many times I've heard people tell me like, well, the city's going downhill, you should move. It's like, well, are you moving? Like, no, I'm from here. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, this is great. It's like, okay, whatever. So we're going to dive into that. We'll probably end up talking about a lot of the things that you write on the website and other news that comes along the way, and hopefully have a good time doing it.
Great. Thanks, Alex.
You can subscribe to this podcast via RSS feed or on iTunes, and can follow the site on Twitter at NextSTL. Sponsorship of this show is available with details at nextstl.com. Thanks for joining us. Be informed, be engaged, be part of what's next. Nextstl.com.